Elizabeth Warren gets zero delegates in fourth place New Hampshire finish. By Hannah Blow on February 11, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, suffered a lackluster performance in her neighboring state of New Hampshire in Tuesday night's primary and is not expected to reach the threshold to receive a single pledged delegate, according to multiple reports. The Massachusetts senator, who already addressed her supporters in New Hampshire, has garnered merely 9.3% of the vote at the time of this writing, with 97% of precincts reporting. She will not reach the 15% threshold needed to win pledged delegates. CNBC reports. Early results found Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and former Vice President Joe Biden vying for fourth place. Neither candidate will reach the 15% threshold needed to win pledged delegates, statewide and in both of its congressional districts. Warren delivered a speech in New Hampshire as the results poured in, telling her supporters that she is here to get big things done and adding that 2020 is our time to change who makes the rules. She also praised Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Pete Buttigieg, D, as great people and lambasted the infighting among candidates, despite the fact that she has engaged in it herself. She said in part, "The question for us Democrats is whether it will be a long, bitter, rehash of the same old divides in our party, or whether we can find another way. Senator Sanders and Mayor Buttigieg are both great people and either one of them would be a far better president than Donald Trump. I respect them both. But the fight between factions in our party has taken a sharp turn in recent weeks," she continued, condemning harsh tactics, negative ads, and supporters of some candidates cursing other Democrat candidates. Nevertheless, Warren failed to address her own role in the party infighting, like hitting Buttigieg over his wine cave fundraisers and accusing Sanders of telling her that he did not believe the woman could win the presidential election. Warren added that Democrats will need huge turnout within their party in order to defeat Trump, which will require a nominee that the broadest coalition of our party feels like they can get behind. "We cannot afford to fall into factions," she said after the crowd shouted, "Warren," repeatedly. "We can't afford to squander our collective power. We win when we come together," she added.